Chapter 9. Stress. I'm referring not only to the great tragedies of life, but also to the minor stresses. The socialising, the telephone calls, the anxieties of the parent with noisy young children, and so on. Let's use the telephone conversation as an example. For most people, the telephone is slightly stressful, particularly for people in business. Most calls aren't from satisfied customers or your boss congratulating you. There's usually some sort of aggravation, something going wrong or somebody making demands. At that time, the smoker, if not already doing so, will light up a cigarette. The smoker doesn't know or think about why he does this, but for some reason, it appears to help. What has actually happened is this. Without being conscious of it, the smoker has already been suffering aggravation, the withdrawal pangs. By partially relieving that aggravation at the same time as normal stress, the total stress is reduced and the smoker gets a boost. At this point, the boost is not, in fact, an illusion. The smoker will feel better than before lighting the cigarette. However, even when smoking that cigarette, the smoker is more tense than the non-smoker, because the more you get into the drug, the more it knocks you down and the less it restores you when you smoke. I promise no shock treatment. In the example I'm about to give, I'm not trying to shock you. I'm merely emphasizing that cigarettes destroy your nerves rather than relax them. Try to imagine getting to the stage where a doctor tells you that unless you stop smoking, he's going to have to remove your legs. Just for a moment, pause and try to visualize life without your legs. Try to imagine the frame of mind of a man who issued that warning, actually continues smoking, and then has his legs removed. I used to hear stories like that and then would dismiss them as nonsense. In fact, I used to wish a doctor would tell me that. Then I would have stopped. Yet I was already fully expecting any day to have a brain hemorrhage and lose not only my legs, but also my life. I didn't think of myself as crazy, just a heavy smoker. Such stories are not nonsense. That is what this awful drug does to you. As you go through life, it systematically takes away your nerve and courage. The more it takes your courage away, the more you are deluded into believing the cigarette is doing the opposite. We've all heard of the panic that overtakes smokers when they're out late at night and in fear of running out of cigarettes. Non-smokers don't suffer from this. The cigarette causes the feeling. At the same time, as you go through life, the cigarette not only destroys your nerves, but is also a powerful poison, progressively destroying your physical health. By the time the smoker reaches the stage at which it's life-threatening, he or she believes the cigarette offers courage and can't face life without it. Get it clear in your head that the cigarette is not relieving your nerves. It is slowly but steadily destroying them. One of the great gains of breaking the habit is the return of your confidence and self-assurance.